Greater love has no one, says Jesus, than to lay down their life for their friends. That is, of course, a Bible verse that's been used repeatedly to talk of the sacrifices made in wartime by those who have died in battle. And in many ways it makes sense. Those who were closely bonded in battle did, as I've heard from many veterans, often make sacrifices for their friends. Not necessarily for a cause, or for king and country, as it were, but for their friends. There are many stories of those who stood in the way of fire, who risked themselves to save fallen comrades who died, trying to protect those who they lived, ate, slept, and fought beside. But our scripture verse is speaking of something quite different. It's talking about Jesus preparing to face the forces of empire and the collaboration of established religion in non-violent resistance, and his willingness to die in that act. I said in this morning's sermon that many of us find ourselves caught between Jesus' absolute commitment to non-violence and the wish, the need to honor those who have sacrificed themselves in conflict, and all those who bear the scars, outside and in, of being a part of the many conflicts of the past 100 or so years. We do remember. We remember the dead and the living victims of war this day. We pay our respects and honor them. As the Bunyan poem says, at the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them. And we remember also that we are called to be people of peace, and that peace starts with us and our community. I find too quickly we get to the place of, well, what if an evil person is invading our country? Or, of course, well, what about Hitler? Rather than beginning with what our scriptures continually call us to consider. What about us? The verse so often quoted at this time of year about laying down our life for our friends comes with a wider context in this passage from John chapter 15. A context of love. Jesus begins with, as the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. And the word abiding is more than just remain, as some translations render it. To abide is to be deeply rooted and grounded somewhere. When I was a vicar, as we call them in England, in Devonshire, some of the older folk, like my grandparents and my grandparents, and occasionally my mum when she still slips into it, spoke in the local dialect. I remember going on one funeral visit with a slightly sharp older person, and she offered me a cup of tea, as is the usual way, and as she left the room to put the kettle on, she said, "Right bay, you bide yer," which I'm sure you understood every word of. Bide yer, stay here, don't think about moving. Hold on, wait, bide, from of course the root of abide. Root yourself here. Jesus calls his followers to be so immersed in the way of love that they are living there. Rooted and grounded in love, as the writer of the letter to the Ephesians encourages us to be. It's that way of love that creates in us the possibility of laying down our lives. And that doesn't mean that we are willing to die. Not necessarily. But that for the sake of community, for the sake of being bound together in love, for the sake of peace, we lay down anything which prevents us connecting and growing in love. When Jesus talks of laying down our lives for our friends, he's talking about laying down our need to be right, laying down our sense of superiority to others, or indeed our sense of inferiority to others. He's talking about laying down that self-interest that turns us inward on ourselves. He's talking about laying down our fragile egos, our false self or small self, as many contemplatives would describe it. He's talking about laying down our need to exclude, to judge, or to be fearful of others. Jesus is talking here about being secure in love in such a way that it takes away the need for violence. It centers us in the way of peace. It channels our passions into working for justice and for peace, not seeking our own ends alone, but the well-being of others. When we can lay down those parts of our lives that cut us off from others, that cut us off from God and from whom we are truly meant to be, then, says Jesus, we will be fully in the way of love, abiding there. We will be those who, in partnership with God and one another, will indeed be people of peace and people of transformation. Pray God it may be so. Amen.